Okay, let's begin again and do question 7 this time. 7 is probably one of the more difficult questions. I've made some changes and this is my answer. So question 7 is, what kind of pensions are provided for the Japanese? Oh, the current Japanese pension system consists of the following plans. National pension, welfare annuity, and mutual benefit annuity. National pension is mandatory for everybody aged 20 or over who is either self-employed, a housewife, a student, or an employee of companies not in the welfare annuity plan, which is a pension plan for people working at private companies. The mutual benefit annuity is for civil servants or government workers. All people aged 20 and older in Japan must join one of the above pension plans. Okay, that's my answer. I think I might have made a mistake when speaking. Or an employee of a company, not in the welfare annuity. So everything should be singular there. Or an employee of a company, not in the welfare annuity plan, which is a pension plan for people working at private companies. Okay, that's my answer to explain the three types. Other people, I'm not sure what your answers have done. Other people, other students have given it as a sense of there's the pension plan, the pension system in Japan is like a two-story building. On the first floor is the government portion that everybody participates in. And people who work at companies work at the government are on the second floor. So they have their company or the government or the company plan. And they also have that included in the government plan. To me, it's harder to explain. But everybody has the base, the first floor, which is the government plan. And then employees who work at companies participate in the government plan through their employees' pension plan. And government workers participate in the government plan in addition to their own mutual benefit annuity plan. So if you look at it like three buildings, the one is just the national plan for students, housewives, unemployed, self-employed people. And then people who work at companies have a second floor that is part of the first floor of the government, but they also have their own company plan, or the government workers have their government workers plan plus the government plan. So there's a one-story building and then a two-story buildings. I don't want to confuse you, but that's how people have... it's a complicated system. But anyway, that's how people have described it. Everybody's in the government plan some way or another, but the government plan is either you participate through your company or through your workplace. Okay, so anyway, you have the microphone. Tell me what kind of pensions are provided in Japan. What kind of pension systems are there in Japan?
The Japanese pension system is composed of national pension plan, welfare annuity, and mutual benefit annuity. Those who are self-employed are required to belong to the national pension program. The welfare annuity is mainly for those who are employed by private companies, business corporations.
Okay.
And when you are employed by our company, you are automatically enrolled in their welfare annuity system, mm-hmm. and you are paying extra premiums in addition to the national pension premiums.
Okay.
And therefore, those paying their welfare annuity will receive more pension payments in the future. And the mutual benefit annuity is designed for national public servants and local public public servants. All people aged 20 or older in Japan must join in one of those pension plans.
Good. All right. That sounds fine. Good. It's hard, but that sounds fine. I think
I
it works.
It's a little bit long.
Well, I think this is not going to be short.
Okay.
The only thing I would do, so rather than you have local government or whatever kind of government, what did you say government? You said municipal government or local government. What is that? In your answer, you had something about the national, the mutual benefit annuity is for
public servants, public servants, and local servants.
Yeah, see, I would just put government workers or local.
Government workers.
Yeah, anyone who's civil servant works for the government. So just, you don't have to be so specific. Local governments, municipalities, you know, that just government workers. And actually, that includes school teachers, public school teachers. Okay, so, you know, just simple government workers. Okay, that was fine. Very good. All right, let's see what his answer is. What kind of pensions are there provided for the Japanese? Or what kinds of pension systems are there?
Okay. There are three kinds of pensions, such as national pension, welfare annuity, and mutual benefit annuity. Welfare annuity is for private companies' employees, while mutual benefit annuity is for government workers.
Mm-hmm.
The national pension is for everybody aged 20 and over, such as students, housewives, unemployed persons, foreigners, etc. That's all.
Okay, good. Being a foreigner, I take out foreigners. Why? Because if foreigners are working at regular companies, they are part of the annuity, welfare annuity program. Mm-hmm. So foreigners don't pay. Foreigners don't pay the national pension if they are working at real companies.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, the gaijin are treated separately. No, if you work for a company, we enrolled in the national, not the national, the whatever, I can't think, and welfare annuity program.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, okay.
So that's why these answers I've taken out foreigners, because if foreigners are not employed at a company, then like every Japanese person 20 or over, they have to pay into the national pension.
Oh,
but if if they are working at a real company and maybe hired locally, I don't know if they're hired from transferred overseas, but they work and pay just like the Japanese if they're hired locally. I don't know about people who are sent over and transferred for a few years.
Okay,
so that's why there's another answer here about foreigners have to, the health program too. So there's no distinction in a company if you're hired locally between foreigner or non-Japanese under normal situations. Okay, good. Okay, next we have number 8. It says, any questions about this pension plan? No.
No.
Okay, let's go on. Number 8 is, this is also very complicated, and I have tried to make it a little bit less complicated because there's so many things that are, you know, hard to say all at once. But number 8 question is, how much can one receive as pension money?
Mm-hmm.
And also in America, we would probably say, how much do you receive in pension? How much do you receive as a pension?
As a pension.
So there's different ways to talk about this money. So my answer is, if you have participated in the national pension plan for more than 25 years, you will get a government pension. For example, if you paid 40 years into the system, you will get about 70,000 yen a month as your basic government pension. The welfare annuity plan, people enrolled in the welfare annuity plan will get varying amounts or different amounts depending on the number of years they worked. For example, a male with more than 40 years in the system will get about 240,000 yen a month. The mutual benefit annuity, which is for government workers, this plan pays 10 to 20% more than the monthly amount provided by the welfare annuity plan. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, my understanding was that the national pension plan, if you participate in the national pension plan for more than 25 years, you will receive about 70,000 yen. Somebody has informed me, I don't know if this is true, somebody has informed me that if you work for 40 years and if you pay 40 years to the national pension plan, you will get 70,000. If for some reason you only pay 25 years, you will not get that amount. It will be less.
Mm-hmm. That's why I omitted this, the first two lines.
Okay, and you omitted it, right, but the trouble is how much can you receive as pension money? They want how much money can you receive. So that's why I kind of said if you pay 40 years into the national pension plan, you will get about 70,000 yen per month. Mm. Okay.
But to me, it's too small. 70,000 yen.
But that's
I'm not sure about.
I'm not sure. I think the minimum, if you work and only pay the minimum of say 25 years, if you've only paid the minimum of 25 years, I think you get maybe about 60,000. Oh. It's not a huge gap like 20,000, 30. I think you get about 60. Uh-huh. I'm not 100% sure, but you get about maybe 60, mm-hmm. 50, 60,000 something. Okay. But it varies. If you don't pay 40 years, you don't get this amount. Anyway, is that, let me try what, and listen to what your answer is then. How much can one receive as pension money?
Okay, it depends on the kind of pension. If you have participated in the national pension plan for more than, you said 40 years,
mm-hmm.
You will receive around 70,000 yen per month. And if you have participated in the welfare annuity for more than 40 years, you will get around 240,000 yen on average. The amount of pension depends on the amount of pension money depends largely on how long you paid rather than how much you paid.
Good. All right. Yes, that's true. Okay. Yeah. So it might depend vary depending on how much money you made, but not so greatly, right? So how long you paid is the big factor. And another factor I heard also is this, for example, if the people paying into the welfare annuity plan for 40 years, it says you get 240,000 yen per month.
Yes.
Right? But that is including part of the maybe 70,000 government plan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. So it's not you get the government plan plus the 240,000. That's this government plan is included in the amount. Other students have separated. So if you work and if you pay into the welfare annuity plan for 40 years, you will get about 140,000
mm-hmm.
or 160,000 yen per month, and also the government plan of 70,000. So it's over 200,000 yen per month.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
The only thing in this, they have old age pension. Old age is not polite.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. In the model answer, they have old age. I attained the I would just take that out. Turn that into government pension or something, depending. If it's the national pension plan, then you will get a government pension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Don't use old age. Okay, and what is your answer?
If you have been covered under the national pension plan for more than 25 years, you will get about 70,000 yen per month as government pension starting at the age of 65. And with the welfare annuity plan, an average male or female with more than 40 years of membership will get 240,000 yen per month as government pension. The mutual benefit annuity have different plans depending on what mutual benefit association one belongs to, such as for government workers. But the monthly amount is probably 10 to 20% more than that provided by the welfare annuity plan. Hmm.
Okay, right. So if you work for, pay the pension for more than 25 years, you get around 70,000, probably less than 70,000, because you have to pay 40 years, I heard, to get 70. So it'll be, you know, a little, maybe just say a little under 70,000 or something like that. When you mentioned that, male or female working more than 40 years in the welfare annuity plan will get about 240,000 yen of government pension. Is that all government or is part of it company? You get it from the government, but I think part of that was paid by the company. So that's why I would just say pension. Don't even say government. It confuses everything. Yeah.
40,000 yen per month as pension.
Yeah. Maybe as a pension.
As a pension.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah? You have a question? Yeah?
Is there any difference between annuity and pension?
Oh, geez. I think annuity sometimes is more paid by private companies.
Uh-huh.
And pension is something paid by the government.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's true.
Uh-huh.
That's
okay.
What I'm assuming.
Okay.
But what they also did many years ago is they've translated the Japanese, the Kenko,
okay.
Kokumin. No, what is that? What is the national pension plan in Japanese? Kokumin Nenki. They have translated that into national pension plan.
Pension.
Right. But then the other one, they have national welfare annuity plan because I think that's because it's partially private companies paying.
Okay.
I think. So people have annuities, for example, where I come from in America, annuity is something you set up with an insurance company.
Uh-huh.
So you set it up, pay every year. Then when you're old, you will get so much money every month from the insurance company.
Okay.
And that's private,
yeah.
I think.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. I forget what the welfare annuity plan is. What is that? Shakai Hoken?
Kosei
Nenkin. Okay. Kosei Nenkin. All right.
Yeah.
Kosei Nenkin. All right. So yeah, they've translated some of these a little differently. Yeah. So welfare annuity plan. In America, we would probably just call this a social security plan, but it doesn't work out that way because in America, social security is the government plan. So you can't call the Shakai Hoken or the Kosei Nenkin. The Shakai Hoken is what you call, but which is social pension. And some students have said, it's the social pension. But in America, social pension is government pension. So the words don't translate. You can translate how you want, but they don't translate to the same system. That's why No, it doesn't apple. Yeah, you have like 社会保険. There's a lot of times you say, right? 厚生年金社会保険. And that people say it's a social welfare system. But social welfare in America is government. Where in Japan, the 社会保険 is company system. So don't translate the same words to the same plan. Don't match. Okay, good. Let's go to question number 9. And this one is fine. The answer I have here, it's long, but I will read the answer here because I have not made, I think I've made one change, and when I read it, I'll find it. Number 9 says, are Japanese medical institutions fully equipped? Okay, Japan's healthcare system is said to be one of the best in the world in terms of skills and facilities. Japan reached its goal of 1.5 doctors per 1,000 people in 1983, and so now it appears that there are enough doctors. But in fact, doctors' offices and hospitals in Japan are almost always crowded, and the long waits make people feel that there are certainly not enough doctors. As for facilities, Japan has the second most hospital beds in the world after Switzerland. Okay. The only thing I would say is like, in line number 2, there's the sentence where it starts, Japan reached its goal of 1.5 doctors per 1,000 people in 1983. And so it appears that there are enough doctors according to the statistics. According to the statistics. However, there is a great imbalance between countryside and cities. And area to area, region to region, between the number of doctors and patients. There is a great imbalance between the countryside and cities in terms of the number of doctors to patients. Okay, and this is an issue that I don't think you need to go into, but there is an imbalance between some rural areas. Now, rural areas is probably the best word to say. I have trouble saying rural areas. I avoid it. So I say countryside. Or, rural. Outside the city. So there's a very big difference, imbalance between the cities and non-city areas. Something to avoid saying rural, because I think that's difficult even for me to say. Okay? Alright, what is your answer for this one? Are Japanese medical institutions fully equipped?
Japan is renowned for its highly advanced medical facilities and excellent medical teams. However, the number of doctors in Japan is more compared with the numbers in other developed countries. The number of doctors per 1,000 population in Japan was 1.98 in 2002, while it was 2.56 in the United States. As for facilities, the number of hospital beds in Japan totaled 1,280 per 100,000 population in 2007. And Japan ranked second in the world after Switzerland.
Good. All right. That's fine. Good. Okay. What do you have for an answer for this? Are Japanese medical institutions fully equipped?
Yes. The Japan's medical system is said to one of the best in the world.
Okay. Said to be one of the best.
Uh-huh. It's said to be one of the best in the world in terms of skill and facilities. As for the number of doctors, it is about 1.5 doctors for 1,000 people, which is enough for us. But doctors for doctors who takes care of baby delivery is not enough. Actually, in very shortage.
There is a shortage.
There is a shortage. Mm. And as far as medical equipment go, the prestige and prestigious and fame, big hospitals have the high level equipment. But in the local and the small hospitals, they have not so high level equipment. As for the number of beds, it's enough, and actually the second highest in the world, followed by next to Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yeah, that's fine. Good. Yeah, there is a shortage of doctors who deliver babies, who take care of babies, right? I think that's not only in Japan; it's also in America. And do you know the reason why? One of the reasons?
It's maybe if the doctors fail in operation or something, they will be sued.
Yes, and having babies is a very sensitive issue. One of the most, probably the most sensitive issue of all medical, of medical issues, because it's a baby, and couples want their baby, it's a child.
Yes.
And so they're very sensitive. So that's why in America the doctors say, well, rather than be sued, I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They stop. So they go into doing something else. They checking ears or eyes or doing something.
Uh-huh.
They change it and leave because mm-hmm. they're just so dangerous. And the insurance premium to cover any maybe mistake
mm-hmm.
is so high that they don't want to pay.
Oh.
Yeah. There's doctors who have, you need insurance to be a doctor in case you maybe make a mistake, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
But the insurance premium is so high because the lawsuit
uh-huh.
becomes so expensive. So yes. Doctors don't want to bother. So it's kind of a bad situation. So anyway, if they ask that, why is, there's so few, or why is there a shortage of, baby doctors?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a system in Japan? In old times, we had old women who takes care of the baby delivering. But in your case, in America, you have this kind of women, old women.
Yeah, I forget there was a word. I don't even know the word anymore in English. I forget. Not wet nurse. Wet nurse is a lady who gives milk to babies in the old days.
Uh-huh.
I think they call that a wet nurse, is somebody who gives milk to babies when the mother cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Mother has a problem with mm-hmm. the milk, mm-hmm. so she cannot give, and I think that's a wet nurse. But there are people in the old days
mm-hmm.
who used to help deliver babies. So there was like a, neighborhood obasan that did this, but I forget there was a name for it, but I forget, but no more. No,
okay.
Nobody wants to touch anybody's baby like that, right?
We call them Josampu.
Okay.
And these Josampu, the company is trying to promote to increase the number of Josampu.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what they call. Is there a word? Did you? I don't know the English word for that. I know that there's deliverers or. There's a word for that, but I forget in English. I've never used it. I think of, a long time ago
uh-huh.
when people lived in America in the countryside, especially mm-hmm. countryside, in the middle of the country, and there was no doctors,
mm-hmm.
Working in the farm, so the lady would come and help.
According to my dictionary, it says midwife.
Ah, okay, good. That's the word. She said, according to the dictionary, it says midwife. Thank you. That's the word I need.
Midwife.
I forget English. Yes, that reminds me. Yes, it's called midwife. It's probably the most common we would say in English. Or at least maternity nurse?
Maternity nurse.
Yeah, okay. I would say midwife.
Midwife.
Because maternity nurse sounds like someone who's a professional and has gone to school. And midwife is just, a helping obasan kind of thing, right? So no professional, just knows about babies. So, okay. Again, they could ask you about the problem of the imbalance between doctors. The doctors tend to go into the cities. Of course, Tokyo has such a huge population. Even in Tokyo, you think there's not enough doctors. So right. there is an actual imbalance also, the population and doctors and outside. So there's a problem there you might want to think about, maybe if they ask you, is there enough doctors for, do you think that really is enough doctors for people? And you say, well, it depends on the city and the area and the, you know. Okay, let's go to number 10. Now this is very simple. Mm-hmm. What is the most common cause of death in Japan?
The most cause...
Okay, sorry. You know, they have a difficult word here. You know what I did? What do you have? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay. All right. What is the most common cause of death in Japan? The most common cause of death in Japan is cancer, followed by heart disease, brain disease, and pneumonia.
Oh, okay.
This cerebrovascular disease is a very nice word, but I'm not a doctor, and I don't know. You know, most people don't know what that is.
I omitted that. Instead, I picked up cerebral. Is that?
Okay? Yeah. Well, it's cerebral. Cerebral is the Latin, I think, for brain.
Yes.
Yeah. Like tubes. Yeah, the vessels. Yeah, kikkan, right? So yeah, it's like, yeah. What is it? No shinket. No. The Japanese word, I think you look it up. It
says, no kekkan.
No kekkan, right? So something like that. So brain, I would just say brain disease.
Brain disease, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's easy.
Yeah, this is, you know, a word, cerebral means brain and the other one means vessels, blood vessels, and so it's very technical, medical term. What is the most common cause of death in Japan?
The most common disease, the most common cause is cancer, which is about 30% of the causes, followed by heart disease and of 12%, 16%, and brain disease of 12%.
Okay, good. Why is cancer so high?
Why is cancer?
Are there reasons do you think of?
I think. Yeah, in America, the cancer is not the top. I heard of that. So, because our average lifespan is much longer than the other countries. So, before they get other.
Before they get cancer.
Before they get cancer, they get other disease.
That's true because cancer sometimes takes many years to form. So people before in the old days, many years ago, died before they had cancer.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Do you know any other reason?
Any other reason?
In the old days, maybe not so much now because of the diet, but I heard. Because of salty food, especially Tohoku region has salty food and pickles. I heard there's a lot of cases of stomach cancer because many years of eating salty food is not good. Although Japanese diet is considered healthy, it does have a lot of salt. Mm. So I heard that's one reason also.
Okay.
Good. And I think you said America is not cancer. I think America is heart disease.
Yes. Because, I heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, heart disease because people eat too much. It's just the custom to eat too much because the food is cheaper in America, so people overeat, which is not a good thing. But I think that's one of the reasons people overeat is because food is just very relatively inexpensive.
Yeah. And maybe I think Japanese smoke much more than the other countries.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Japanese smoke a lot. Yeah. Yeah, that could be.
Including me.
Oh, you do. Okay. So, yeah, be careful. We're talking about diseases here, so be careful. In America, people don't exercise either. Everybody uses a car. Where in Japan, you know, especially in Tokyo, people still, I admire all the older people, ojisan that's still walking and taking the train and climbing the stairs and things, you know. So that's very good. Where in America, nobody walks. So lack of exercise, overeating is disaster. Okay, good. What is the most common cause of death in Japan?
The biggest killer in Japan is cancer. That is 30% of all deaths. And it's followed by heart disease. It accounts for 50%. And 15%.
All right.
And brain disease causing 30% of our fatalities. And pneumonia, and it accounts for 9% of all deaths in Japan.
Okay, good. All right. Be careful of
15%. Right.
Causes 15% of all deaths.
All deaths.
Good. Okay, I will go on to then question 11, which I made many, many changes. Number 11 says, the question is, can anyone participate in the health insurance programs? In fact, everybody must participate in the health insurance programs. For example, government workers and company workers and their families are automatically enrolled in their labor union health plans. The employee and the employer each pay 50% of the insurance premium. Anyone not in a union health insurance plan must join the national health insurance program operated by the government. Finished. Okay. So the idea is, can anyone participate in the health insurance program? Well, they can't. Anyone is not. They can. They must participate. It's by law. Everyone living as a resident, foreigner or whatever, you know, if you're not a visitor, you must participate in one of the health insurance programs. Okay, and is this the one they had? Yeah, the last sentence, I just take it out. Those include employees, small companies, self-employed people, then foreigners. Foreigners, again, are enrolled through their health insurance, the labor union health insurance programs if they work at a company. So the foreigners are not treated separately from anybody else if they work in a company. So I just take out everything. The last two lines I take out. It's not necessary. And we call labor union health insurance plans. Because most of the companies and even government workers have some kind of a kumiai kenko hoken or something, right?
Yeah.
That's union, labor union health insurance plans. And if you don't belong to a company or government, you know, if you don't belong to a company or if you don't work at the government, then you have to go to the national health insurance plan. Okay. Are you okay? All right. What do you have for an answer about? Can anyone participate in the health insurance programs?
Medical insurance can be divided into two broad categories.
Okay, two broad?
Blood. Two broad categories.
Okay.
National health insurance plan and labor union health insurance plan.
Okay, good.
Membership of one scheme is compulsory, mandatory. Hmm? Compulsory.
Okay, what did you say first?
Membership of one scheme.
Ah, okay. Membership in either scheme.
Either scheme is mandatory.
Yes.
Monthly premiums are calculated slightly differently for each, but are based mostly on salary. And coverage for medical costs also vary between the schemes. And national health insurance is generally reserved for self-employed people and students.
Students.
The union, as for labor union health insurance programs, it is founded jointly by the members and employees and the company. At the rate equal to a certain percentage of each member's annual income, and with the this is with the member and the company each paying half of the total.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you receive medical care, the member pays 30% of the fee to the, the hospital. Mm-hmm. And the reminders is remainder is paid by the company.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You want to try that again? It's long, but yeah, let's try that again. All right, let's try that again. Maybe let's see what you say. Okay. Can anyone participate in the health insurance programs?
Medical insurance can be divided into two broad categories, national health insurance and labor union health insurance plan.
Okay.
Membership of either scheme is mandatory.
Okay.
Mandatory premiums are calculated slightly differently for each, but are based mostly on salary.
Okay.
Coverage for medical costs also vary between the schemes. National health insurance is generally reserved for self-employed people and students. As for union health insurance, it is funded jointly by the members and the company at the rate equal to a certain percentage of each member's annual income. It is with the members and the companies each pay half of their total.
Okay. The first part is probably okay. The second part, I think you could just make short. You have a part, you say national health insurance is did you say generated?
Generally. Reserved. Generally.
Okay.
Covered.
Yeah. Okay, once more. What did you say?
Generally covered for self-employed people and students.
Okay, so the National Health Insurance Program is for?
It's for self-employed people and students.
Right, okay. And then the last part, you would just say the labor union health insurance plan is what, for company employees? And the company pays half of the premiums and the employee pays half of the premiums. Every month you pay half, right?
Right.
So I think I would just stop there.
Okay.
What you're saying is very good. Like, you know, the company, when you get sick, the employee pays 30% of the medical bill and the company or the labor union insurance plan pays the other 70%. But maybe you don't need to say that because the answer gets long and it's okay. So I would just say that national health insurance is for, students, self-employed people not covered by the union health insurance plans. And then the union's health insurance plan is paid 50-50 by the company and the employee. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would make that a little short like that. Okay. Yeah. Do you want to do Kaigo Hoken? You're going to give him first? Okay. Last question is, what is the long-term... Oh, you didn't do. Sorry, that's right. I was wondering why she's passing it to you. I thought she... Sorry. What? Can anyone participate in the health insurance programs?
Anyone must participate in the health insurance. There are two types of health insurance, such as labor union health insurance plans and national health insurance. When you join an organization such as private companies or government offices, you are automatically joined, participate in the labor union health insurance program.
Okay.
In this case, 50% of the premium is paid by the organization. For the national health insurance program, the housewives, students, and unemployed persons and self-employment people.
Okay, self-employed people.
Self-employed people are participants.
Okay. Good. All right. I am confused because I am not a wife. I'm not a housewife. Do housewives pay separately even though their husband is in the labor union health insurance program?
No, only husband pay.
Right, the husband pay for everybody, then the wife is included and children. So I don't know why they're saying housewives. See, this means even if you're married. Did you say housewives or no? No.
Oh, okay. I have to omit housewives.
Yeah, see, that's what I want. I wanted to make sure because I thought the families, big fan, usually the wife, if the husband works or it's the wife and the children are covered by his health plan.
Yes,
okay. Right. So this national insurance program is for self-employed people. They say students, but yeah, if it's a student, is a dependent.
Oh, yes. So,
right?
Yeah, okay.
So this is the old students, yes, maybe. I don't know if there's an age that is a break-off age.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes I'm thinking, in America, for example, there's no, I think it's not an age break-off, but the person has to be what we consider a dependent. Fuyo kazoku.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, like in America, students even are considered dependents because they are not working and they're part of their parents' insurance plan.
Uh-huh.
Once they graduate and they're not dependent, then they have to take it off. But
okay. The
students is also confusing because they're part of the parents' health insurance plan.
Okay.
So I would just...
Unemployed people and self-employed
people. Right. Yeah, so this, the other thing is the pension plan and stuff. What is confusing is the pension plan. I believe even housewives have to pay separately, correct? If they do
not work.
See, that's why they're saying housewives, because if they're, non-working people.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the thing that's confusing, even on the pension, which was what, number seven?
Mm-hmm.
No, number... It's number seven, right?
Oh, okay. So unemployed people include housewives. Oh, no. No, okay. Okay, we should omit the housewives.
Well, for number seven? Yeah, actually, housewife is... Because a housewife still has to pay separately, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. What they mean is non-working people.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, a housewife is a very stereotyped person.
Mm-hmm.
She stays home and cooks and shops and washes clothes.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not working at a company job.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's working at a company job, she's paid under the welfare annuity system. But she's also a housewife because she cooks, she shops, she washes clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's confusing.
Mm.
Right?
Oh,
so non-working people is really what just, I didn't even catch that myself. I put just a housewife, but no.
Mm-hmm.
People who are self-employed, non-working people.
Oh, okay.
So we need to clarify that. That's what gets confusing. This housewife is probably not a good example. I think it confuses.
Okay,
we have one more question to cover. I did not make very many changes to this answer number 12. I did a few things, but number 12 asks, what is the long-term care insurance Kaigo Hoken system? Okay. Kaigo Hoken, or long-term care insurance, provides health care services for elderly people in the same way that the national insurance system provides medical care for all citizens. This system started in April 2000. People pay premiums to the making it possible for care facilities to provide services to those in need. The program is for people who are 65 and older, and also anybody between 40 and 64 who needs care. The program is for people who are 65 and older, or anybody between 40 and 64 who also needs care, special care. Okay. Now what I did in the middle of this, the system became effective in April 2000. I just said the system started in April 2000. Then they have those being insured, the citizens pay premiums to the insurer, the government. So I just say people pay premiums to make it possible for care facilities to provide services. I don't say who's the insurer, who's the insurer, you know. You see how they put that in this? This is probably from a textbook. Those being insured, the citizens pay premiums to the insurer, the local government. I take all of that out. People pay premiums to get the services, basically. Okay. So I'll read it again. Kaigo Hoken or long-term care insurance tries to provide healthcare services for elderly people. In the same way that the national insurance system provides medical care for all citizens of all ages is actually the best way I would rephrase it. So it tries to provide healthcare service for, they have tries to, it just provides. Okay, let me start this again. Kaigo Hoken or long-term insurance provides healthcare services for elderly people in the same way that the national insurance system provides medical care for citizens of all ages. The system started in April 2000. People pay premiums, making it possible for healthcare facilities to provide services to those in need. The program is mainly for people 65 and older. But anybody between 40 and 65 who needs care may also be given care. Okay, The program is mainly for people 65 and older. But anybody between 40 and 64 who needs care can also receive care. Who needs care can also receive care. Okay, what they're saying, see, the whole thing is confusing because if it was only for people 65 and older, that would be okay. But people who are 40 and 64, they have, you know, maybe they had an accident, lost their legs, they can't see, they have, you know, they can't move, they have some kind of disease, they can't do things, can also do it. So it's not only for old people, it's people 40 and older. If they have a special medical need, can also receive this Kaigo Hoken insurance. But they have to prove why they need it. You know, anyone 65 and older, just, I want it, I get it, they, you know, kind of thing, they can do it. But if you're younger than 65, then you have to have some, you know, need. But you can do it even if you're not 65. Right? That's what's confusing. So people with disabilities who are 40 to 65, 64 can also receive care. Okay. Let's see what your answer is. Okay? What is the long-term Kaigo Hoken system?
Kaigo Hoken provide elderly people with healthcare services. The system started in 2000. People who want to receive the care are checked and ranked into one of the five classes. The system is mainly for people who are 65 and over. But anybody between 40 and 64 can be, anybody between 40 and 64 who needs care is also eligible. The premium payment starts from 40 years old.
Good. Yeah. So yeah, that's fine. Very good. That's fine. Yeah. So what I say, I don't want this to sound like it's only for old people, 65 or older. I shouldn't say old, but people 65 and older, because people younger can also get that if they have a special need. Okay? So, what is the long-term health, long-term care insurance system?
Long-term care insurance or kaigo hoken provide healthcare services for elderly people in the same way that the national insurance system provides medical care for citizens of all ages. This system starts from April 2000. People pay premiums, making it possible for healthcare facilities to provide services to those in need. The program is mainly for people 65 or older, but anybody between 40 and 64, if they need special care.
Right, anybody
between 40 and 64 who
needs care.
Medical care. Can be provided.
Yes, can be,
can
provided,
be provided
care.
Care.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The other thing, as I didn't add here, was as people pay premiums. People start to pay premiums when they reach 40. Right. So people who are 40 and older pay premiums. People younger than 40 do not pay the kaigo hoken premium. So you could add that someplace. So people who are 40 and older pay premiums to make it possible for care facilities to provide services. Okay, is that okay? Yeah, again today, we're actually a little bit over because this is very complicated, and if you say something that's not correct, everything, you know, goes kind of bad. Yeah, they're very specific that you're covering everybody. Again, like housewives and things, students and things like that. You have to be careful because it depends on the person, their situation, if, you know. Okay. And do you have any questions? Anything? Because this was very complicated. All right. Well, good. Thank you for coming. We finished this. Next week is a little more, well, I don't know, it's fun, but at least, you know, difficult. They have Gideon Ninjo and things like this, but, you know, why do you want to be a tour guide? And so things you can relax and just be, you know, talk naturally. Okay. So thank you for coming, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.